quorum, let's
We'll paint the other
start
side.
The meeting.
Motion on the minutes. Oh, you're going
to start it? All right. Everybody, welcome to the Executive Committee meeting, Tuesday, June 12th, 4:30. Councilman Smiley, Councilman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Cartier, Councilman Retta, my aide, Grant Firestone, and myself. First item of business after the call of order is approval of the minutes.
Motion.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving on, item three on the agenda. Ordinance 12-063 to amend the pay plan rates for pay for classified service employees represented by Delaware Public Employees Council 81 and adopt the class specification of sanitary sewer information specialist. We have a representative from the administration.
Deputy Chief Human Resources Officer. We have a cadre of folks from special services to speak on this ordinance as well as the next ordinance. The position was studied by the Office of Human Resources. I believe, Kelly, you actually studied this particular position. And it was also presented before the Human Resources Advisory Board who supported our recommendation. And at this point in time, I'll turn it over to the department.
Thank you, Ms. Beattie.
Tracy Searle, Special Services Department. This evaluation of this class specification was done at the request of the employee. The employee was a draftsman too, and in looking at the job duties and going through the review with HR, a new job spec was developed, which the department feels does a much better job of reflecting the responsibilities of this employee. The pay grade remains the same as his previous position. This is just a new class spec to better delineate the position's responsibilities. He is our customer service representative. When people come in for a sewer connection that is not associated with a larger Lydia, they're called standalone agreements. He provides that service. If somebody wants to come in and look at sewer plans or as-built of our sewer system, he provides that service. And also as part of the Miss Utility Program, for requests that have a two-week duration, there's certain type of requests where you have a longer response time, he actually responds to those as well. So it's a much more customer service-oriented position versus the AutoCAD and drafting type position of the draftsman staff.
Thank you, Ms. Earls. Let me welcome Councilman Powers and Councilman Weiner.
Councilman Bell is
over here. And Councilman Bell as well. Thank you, Councilman Powers.
He was sitting here.
Looking out for your fellow council member. Basically, what my understanding is that Imore, the position, is being, it's remaining, as you said, remaining the same pay grade. We're creating a position that more accurately reflects the duties of the person performing the position. Any other additional questions, members of council? Any questions, members of the public? Seeing none, thank you for your description and appreciate you bringing it forward. Next on the agenda, ordinance 12-064. I'll again turn to Ms. Beattie, who will...
Ditto, ditto. And this is one that also came before the Human Resources Advisory Board. And Barry Nahi from the department will be speaking to the long-awaited apprenticeship program.
Barry Nahi, Special Services. The apprenticeship program will allow us to have a skilled labor actually to go through a formal training. And one of the advantages to have it is right now with the aging workforce, we're looking also for succession planning. So this will allow us to do that. The apprenticeship program that we're going to have, it's going to be the electrical, the HVAC, the carpenter, plumber, pump station, building maintenance. Those are the programs so far that the various trades that we're looking at. And mainly this is going to be with the building maintenance and the pump station. The plant ops. Okay? And if there's a need in other areas, I'm sure that's something that can be added in as the time goes on. So that's really the big reason and the advantage of having the program. And one of the things we're looking for also is get away from, we have some of these trades, trade helpers and such. We're trying to do away with that and just having these folks go through a formal apprenticeship, and then at the end they will become either an electrician, journeyman, or a carpenter and so on. So that way we would have the skill that we need.
Thank you, Mr. Hine. We have Councilman Retta wishing to speak on this.
Thank you. Barry, I'd like to thank you on, you know, your initiative to stay with this. The other is, how long was the apprenticeship?
Patty and I, Special Services. All these programs, they're going to be 40 years.
Thank you.
Councilman Tackett?
Thank you, Mr. President. Barry, too, I want to commend you on your knowledge and expertise in working on these programs and bringing these to tuition here. And, you know, this is something we've really been eager to see. Where are you going to get your apprentices from? I mean, are they going to be coming out of schools, trades? Where? Do you have employees now that will be apprentices? I mean,
Barry and I, Special Services, we're going to have, once we have either in building maintenance or plan ops openings, it will be advertised. And they will go through, it's going to be internal, external, and there is a joint apprenticeship and training committee. That's going to be basically overseeing the program. Okay, this is internal. There's going to be four members in from management and four members from the 459. And that's how, once it's posted, once we get the applicants, we're going to review them, and that's how the selection process is going to go through. So it's going to be open to all, in-house and from the outside. And it's going to be the best candidate is the one that's going to be selected. We're going to be looking at for next year, and this is something we're going to be asking, putting in, into the budget, looking for some funding for to actually have these students to go through the VOTECs and so on, to have an opportunity to work with our, because especially in the summertime, or actually there are times where we're extremely busy, that we can have those folks go through and work with some of these our skilled labor, you know, electrical, HVAC, and so on. So that is something we're going to be looking into, and hopefully, you know, it will go through. Again, that's going to be for next year's budget.
And do you know how many apprenticeship positions you're going to have in each of these departments, or will that just be determined later?
It is to be determined later, yes. It all depends on the openings that we're going to have, because once we have them, then we're going to be looking at opportunities to open them up for an apprentice.
Okay. Barry, with these apprenticeship programs, you know, it appears, you know, that we're creating not only what could be a valuable apprenticeship program, but an opportunity for, frankly, instead of hiring two carpenters, hire a carpenter and an apprentice on that job. And that should actually result not only in on-the-job training for the apprentice, but, quite frankly, a savings to the county from hiring two carpenters.
Correct. That's correct.
I mean, yes. Because you look on the hourly chart, we're bringing in the carpenter apprentice at 16.8. If you look on the scale, a carpenter's at 19.8, yes. Which is, you know, a higher That's rate. Correct. So it's, I mean, it sounds like it's be beneficial not only to, you know, creating a good program where you're developing skilled individuals, but you're also saving the county.
That is correct. Because when we first start, we're going to follow the guidelines from the state. They're going to apprentice is going to start at 50% of the skilled journeyman.
We make 20.
And they're going to have to go to 4 years, and by state requirement, it has to be at 85% of the journey level. Right. So yeah, and plus they're going to get the training, they're going to get the experience. There is value for the county because it's these folks going to learn, you know, from the skilled labor that we already have, and we will know their value as they progress. If they don't succeed, you know, it's really going to be their fault, because we're going to provide them with all the tools. Mm-hmm. Because we're also going to allow them, if they have an issues, especially in the classroom and so on, that we have an opportunity for them, even on the job training, to go through and make sure that they get the material that they're missing. So there's going to be, that's what the joint apprenticeship training committees, that's going to be their goal, is to make sure that those folks, they're going to be provided with all the tools to be successful, and make sure that they will go through the 4 years.
Thanks, Barry. And Lynn, from your perspective, it looks to me that, excuse me, Beattie, it looks from your position.
No, thank you for calling me Lynn. I think this is the first time someone addressed me as Lynn since I've been with the county.
All right. Well then, Lynn.
And he's probably in trouble.
It looks like these, the building maintenance, carpenter apprentice, electrician apprentice, and plumbing station, putting 16H, which is very, it looks to me to be similar to the auto mechanic helper, pipe layer, trades helper, wastewater treatment plant operator, trainee. It looks like those are all similarly skilled individuals being put in the same category. Is that your impression from human resources?
Yes.
Ms. Beattie/Lynn?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry to answer and ask the same, answer and ask the question, but Councilman Bell?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this is music to all of our ears, and we've talked about apprenticeships for a long time. I would just hope that the creativity that you've come up with in this department could kind of take fold over in the emergency services area. There's no reason why qualified emergency medical technicians who are out in our volunteer fire rescue and EMS service cannot serve in apprenticeships over a couple year period and go to school and become paramedics. It's an investment in our future. We talk about diversity. We talk about attracting good candidates. We've got good candidates out there. We turn them down because they don't meet the full-blown qualification from day one. Apprenticeships is an investment in your future. So I applaud you for it, but I hope that it's maybe it'll be a little contagious. We don't like contagious things, but maybe it'll kind of grow over in the emergency medical service area especially.
Councilman Bell, you make a good point. If it works in this area, why can't we apply it to other areas? Any other questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of ordinance 12-064? Seeing none, thank you for your initiative. Thank you for putting this together and for your comments and your support. Moving on, item 5, public comment. Open the floor to public comment at this time. Please identify yourself for the record and
Jerry Fulcher. Just wanted to rather than take 3 minutes tonight, 1 minute now. Everybody extremely grateful for the resolution you passed. The director agrees wholeheartedly with the new director. She pointed to the courthouse to say if they think they're running my bus company, they got another thing coming. She likes the hub idea. She also liked the idea, well, first of all, she said, and not to demean Mr. Street's position on, yes, the hangouts of that. She said, I walked up and down this for 2 weeks now. This is a piece of cake. I came from Baltimore. Now, if you want to see a place that is out there, bus terminals ruined by the hoodlums, you come to Baltimore. She says, this is easy. You get police protection and they'll do it. Very grateful. Not one senator, and I attended all the meeting, appropriate meetings that you sent the resolution to, said, let them fund for it then. Not one. They all agreed. And she said, I'm happy to see the county government can work with us. That's never happened in any of the places I've been before. So thank you on that behalf.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other public comment? Seeing none, moving on to other. Council member have any other? Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, just briefly, I sent the email out just to recap it. The state legislation to remove the cap from all three counties for travel expenses has been signed by the governor as in law. So fortunately, I'm glad that that got completed before the new budget went into effect. So that's not a concern that we have to have. And just to touch on something else, the state legislature did pass the new lobbying legislation, which was signed into law. Reading the legislation itself did not bother me. I took it to mean that we were exempt, council members, county employees. But I had some question just because an attempt was made to amend it to include state employees. So I asked council to look into that issue just to make sure for my comfort level that I'm okay when I go to Dover or anyone else is. And yeah, the reporting requirements are not applicable to us. So I just wanted to share that out there to make sure that I'm there. But I thought it was a responsible thing to do to make sure council was in agreement with that. So
thank you. Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any other member of council, anything under other? Moving on to item 7 on the agenda.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn and second. All in favor?
Aye. All right.
We'll see everyone in 7.
Turn your chair. Tim.